Do not adjust your radio frequency. This is not a test. This is the Artist First Network. Cool.
Greetings, everyone. Again, Z-Man working the booth tonight for another featured artist special. And tonight, we want to welcome back for an encore performance the guys, I shouldn't say that guys, it's actually a guy and a gal, the musical duo called The Second Axing, you guys might remember. They've been on before with us. Let's welcome back for their second time, Janet Kuipers and John Yatko. Hey, guys, do we got you? Uh-oh. I have to punch your guy's microphone in first. Sorry, guys. After I said, do we got you? I didn't have your mic turned on. But we got you now. How are things in you guys are in Illinois, right?
Yes,
that's
we are.
Right.
Well, welcome back to the station. How's things going in your guy's world since last time we chatted?
Oh, it's just fine. We're still doing our studio work. Actually, John recently had a choir backup for a flag raising ceremony. He got somebody requested a cover of, what was it? Proud to be an American.
Proud to be an American.
And I just said, I'm going to back away from this one. And John here was the highlight. He sang it as well as played. Had a choir of probably about 25 people backing him up, too. But anyway.
I really don't like country music.
Well, you know, there's my philosophy about music is there's good music in every category and there's bad music in every genre.
Oh, I thought there was good music and then there's country music, but you know, that's my opinion. No, actually, I do like country music.
You guys can direct the hate mail to the websites we have listed under the second axing.
John's opinion on it. We do like different kinds of country music. I mean, he would say that he likes old country music, or old country artists like Hank Williams Sr.
Gene Autry. So, like I said the last time we were on here, every time I write music, it ends up being country. So, if I don't like it, I must not like myself.
Well, country music is, you know, I just wanted to say this is a queer way to look at country music, but you know, let's say the extreme other end of the musical spectrum would be rap, perhaps, right?
From country. Techno-industrial.
Well, but what I'm thinking is here now, where was the first rap music? Wasn't it the guys way, way back in the 20s and 30s, the cowboys talking along behind the guitar? I mean, you could technically define that as rap.
As rap, yeah.
And so, that's kind of a queer juncture there that there's a common background with cowboys from the 30s and Puff Daddy.
And there are a lot of elements even in rap where people are talking rhythmically behind music, and that is on a lot of levels something that poetry comes from as well. And a lot of what we have done recently, we've had an open mic for guitar playing, and people would come and ask about poetry, and so we started putting music to poetry and recording that live and performing that live. We've also done that live at a number of different venues and have done some studio work with it. So it's possible to be able to mix different mediums and forms for new products, I think.
Well, we sort of, our listeners, many of our listeners know you very well. We've had you on actually a couple of times. We've had a rebroadcast of the two times you've been on with us, Janet, and the ones that John's been on with us. But let's back up for the benefit of the listeners who are hearing you for the first time.
Sure.
Let's give them the bio story. You know, tell them how you guys got together, how the project came about. You know, bring them up to speed.
Well, I've done my own writing, and I've sung in other bands. And talking with John, he used to be in a band in different parts of the country in different years, and I had said that I haven't had a chance to be able to play if you want to be practicing or whatever, I would love to do that with you, you know, and practice some music. And so we've just started doing that. We don't have the best time with coming up with original songs. We have some of our own old songs that we'll do. Otherwise, there would be performance art pieces where people would need things for poetry, and so he would do engineering work with other instruments for studio time, as well as figuring out how to play just with the acoustic guitar and have live performances with poetry as well. As of late, we have done a lot of covers for things like the open mic that we'd run for the past 6 months, where people could just come up and play music, so we would do the same thing. So we get to be known as the acoustic alternative cover band, I think. So, I'm trying to think of what else you'd like to know.
Well, I guess that's a good start. And let's give them the indoctrination here if they haven't heard anything from the second action. We're about to give you, you're going to hear a little five poem set, right? Is that what we're about to hear?
You're hearing something from the album called The Entropy Project of ours, a CD of ours, where this was studio work where he did a lot of engineering work with different instrumentals to come up with the music behind these five tracks. They are Salamander, Tall Man, Ranting, Too Much Light, and Odd How Things Turn Out That Way. I even know in one of them he was editing my voice. It sounds like I'm an old man talking through one of them. I think it's kind of funny. So, but that studio time that we had done, that's available on a CD called The Entropy Project.
Well, let's give the audience a dose here. Folks, if you'd like to share a question or a comment with us and the listeners out there who are listening with you, send us an email to request@artistfirst.com. There's a link in the upper right-hand corner of our homepage. All right. The first tracks we're running from the second axing. Here we go.